Wednesday, February the 9th, 2022. 21 minutes past the hour today. Long news report and long obituary report. I'm in studio with Glenn Coble today. Were you?
No, I don't think
I thought you were on the obituary report. The way you look today, I was wondering. But a little bit of an historic day, so we're going to get Glenn's opinions on this, and then we'll move on to another subject. But again, when you have a local politician announce officially that he is going to run for state office, I believe this is the first time that's happened since Mary Ellen Withrow back in the... Well, the first time I think she ran for statewide office would have been the 70s, so it's been quite a while, over 40 years. If there's anybody I'm forgetting who ran for statewide office, a local person, let me know, because I don't want to leave their name out. But as far as I can remember or tell, that was the last. And that's really what we're talking about this morning, is that this morning Mayor Schertzer announced that he would run for state treasurer. It's official. It's going to happen. And then we heard from former Governor Strickland, who knows Mayor Schertzer well, and he gave his opinions. Also, if you want to give your opinions, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. But we conjectured on this last week, Glenn, but it was snowstorm. It was Groundhog Day, and other stuff was going on, so we can ruminate a little more on it today. And it's actually official today. It's no longer conjecture. What do you make of this run?
Well, first of all, I want to find out, I ran for state representative. Is that considered a state-level office?
I don't think so, because the whole state doesn't vote on it.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm happy for mayor. I hope Scott does a good job. It's going to be awfully tough for him, I'm sure. You remember the numbers. Even Cordray only got, 45%, something like that, and he was well-liked and well-positioned because he had worked for the president's office, the United States president's office.
And people knew who he was statewide.
Yeah.
That's a big problem, too. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Scott, I'm not agreeing with Mary Ellen, for the mayor.
Oh, okay.
The thing is, I think she's 91. She'll probably be 92 this year, next year 93. Now, I think the mayor would work 8 hours a day. I don't know if he takes calls of evening, weekends, how much he has to run around to other towns or meetings. And I just don't think it's fair to her. She's put her time in, and if she wants to appear with him or something, then if she was my mother, I would kind of tell her no. And with the COVID, I think if she's been back here 10 or 20 years, why didn't she ever run for mayor? That's what I'm wondering. I don't know how long she's been back here.
Well, yeah, no, I don't think Mary Ellen would have ever wanted to run for mayor after being national treasurer. I think how this all evolved in hour number one was the idea is, and it's a big if, I mean, it's a lot of conjecture here, because the mayor would have to win the state treasurer's office, and then he would have to leave during his term, which would leave 1 year on his term. And being a statutory city, we figured out last week that the Democratic Party, because they hold that office, would get to appoint the person to fill out that year. And the theory would be, you would not want to appoint somebody who was going to run for that office the following year, because that's just finishing out Mayor Schertzer's term. And so you wouldn't want to pick somebody who had an intention to run, and you probably would not want to pick somebody who's currently holding office, because then you would have to fill their position with somebody. So it would have to be somebody with some political knowledge, but also somebody who would represent the city well, who doesn't want to run for office again, and who is not currently holding an office. And in this area, Democratic-wise, there's nobody better than Mary Ellen Withrow. Now, conversely, if this was a Republican, I would say Jack Kellogg. So I think that's the... And it's only a year. I don't... And of course Mary Ellen would have to want to do it.
Well, like him, I think he told me he was 85 when I called him about that fruitcake thing. And I don't believe he would do it. I mean, to me, if it doesn't work out, if Mary Ellen's in there and everything doesn't work out, then the Republicans are going to have a field day saying, well, why didn't they, appoint somebody else? But to me, I don't know if she's listening. She hears this and she feels pressured that maybe she should do it. And I don't know. To me, I think she's done her duty, her time, and with the COVID and stuff, And I think it would be stressful. I mean, for her to take over that and a lot of stuff happening, I don't know. Even somebody in their 70s, I think it'd be stressful. And to me, I just didn't, when I keep hearing this, I just don't think it's fair. I mean, well, to me, the office, whether she's the first woman or not, isn't worth it. I don't care if you're the first president woman or this and that. That stuff, I don't like to hear that stuff. Just put the best person in. But I just don't think, now to me, your other listeners can call in. To me, I think an 8-hour day, 5 days a week, and I know the mayor probably just calls at home and probably on weekends. And to me, it's just not fair to put her into that situation. That's just my opinion.
Let me make... There are several things that would have to happen. Number one, Mayor Schertzer would have to win the state office, which that's certainly not a done deal. Number two, Mary Ellen would have to want to do it. She could always say, I don't want to do it. And number three, the Democrats in town, the Democratic, I believe it's the Central Committee, would have to ask her to do it.
Yeah.
So a lot of things would have to happen. I'm just saying, and I'm not telling anybody how to run their show, but and I don't know if Mary Ellen would even want to do it. Maybe she wouldn't. I'm just...
No, but if you keep hearing people say, well, Mary Ellen should do it, maybe she thinks, well, maybe I should
Well, here's what I would say about age. Governor DeWine's running for re-election, and he's close to 80, and our president's pretty close to 80 right now, so I don't think that Mary Ellen's age should be taken into account.
Well, if she has people to help her some, but to me, when I don't know, she's 91, I think, already. I don't know if she'll be 92. Next year, she'll be about 93. And to me, it's just, I know that mayor has to be, it has to be a stressful job. I mean, you know, any public office is. And to me, I don't know. I just got to thinking about that, and I just don't.
Well, it'd be up to the Democrats. I don't attend those meetings. I'm not on the committee, and they certainly don't consult me. So I.
Yeah, another thing is, too, I thought, like, when Sucha was running, that you had to not be able to run for an office. You had to, leave that office that you were, I don't know. Somehow I didn't think you could do that. It was,
No, you can, just like Nan Whaley is currently still the mayor of Dayton, and she's running for governor. Governor DeWine's currently the governor. He's running for re-election.
When you ran, you couldn't go back. There was something there that I thought years ago that you could not do something. So
you can't run for two offices in 1 year, but you can come back and finish out your term if you lose.
See, there was something like that I didn't think you could do. I don't know. It's been so many years ago when they said that. See, I thought he would have to, when he was running for the state job, he would have to get out of his job. That's what I was thinking. But I'd like to hear other, people and stuff and things. But if it was my mother, I wouldn't want her to do it.
Well, we'll see what happens. Hey, thank you. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And yes, this is a novelty idea, but I don't want to call it a novelty idea because Mary Ellen is not a novelty. She knows her stuff.
I'm enjoying listening to all this. If she were my mother, I'd tell her no, too. But it's not up to me. No, it's
well,
not
that's
up
it.
To anybody. It's
that's
up
it.
To her.
It's up to her. And the Democratic Committee, by the way, here in town would have to ask her. It's not like she can just say, I'm going to do it.
And you kind of started the ball rolling about her. And I think it's a good ball rolling. But I'll tell you what, Mary Ellen, if you decide you want to run for office, I will help you out, do whatever you need to do. That'll give you extra hands and extra
legs. Well, I don't think she'd be running. See, that's why I think it's
right.
A good...
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Mary Ellen, I have spent a lot of time with her. I've interviewed her a lot. She is completely engaged in everything going on locally.
Yes,
she is completely engaged with everything going on nationally. She reads the paper. She listens to the radio. She goes to events in the community. She's a member of many groups. She speaks to groups. So to disqualify her based on age, I don't like. If she doesn't want to do it, she doesn't want to do it. That's fine.
It's up to her.
That's up to her, and I would wish her nothing but the best, because she's going to be around quite a few more years, I believe. But she still drives. I mean, it's not like she's sitting at home knitting. I mean, she's engaged.
Well, she might be knitting.
Well, matter of fact, she couldn't come on this morning because she had an appointment. She's busier than I am. And she's done election coverage with you or with me, yeah, where she stayed here till past midnight. She's
really a terrific.
Well, I try to say, so I guess what I'm saying is, to disqualify her on age, I don't like that. Now, would she want to run for an office? I don't think so. Would she want to stay in something longer than a year? Probably not. But it's just a unique position that we might be put in.
Yeah.
And I don't think we should wait until that day, because really, there's only 2 months there.
Yeah.
You know, if the mayor would win in November, you'd only have 2 months to figure that out.
Yeah.
Before January, when the new mayor would have to be appointed.
And then you'd really only have a year that you'd have to help. And it really is basically just helping out the former mayor fulfill his term.
Well, I don't know. If he goes and becomes the treasurer, I think whoever's there runs the show.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure of that. But, I mean, it wouldn't be like you got to go out and campaign. You don't have to campaign.
No.
You really don't have to set policy because it's already set by the previous mayor. You just have to finish all that up. A lot of things that will have to be done. Like I said, I'll be more than happy to help Mary Ellen because I think Mary Ellen's a terrific idea.
Go to city council on Monday. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you think this is an interesting idea, or what do you make of Mayor Schertzer running for state treasurer? It's interesting to me how people will see this as a political story. I've mentioned this many times this morning. I think it would be silly for us, being a Marion radio station, not to talk about our mayor announcing that he's going to run for state office.
Absolutely. And this is a big thing. It truly is.
And so your wrap-up of how you feel about it, because we had the call there, was what?
I love the idea that that he's running for that. I love the idea that you brought up that Mary Ellen would be a very capable fill-in. And I wish him the best of luck. I'll be more than happy to lend my support if I can. And I think he'd do a good job as treasurer.
Well, I admire anybody who runs for office because it takes a lot of time, effort, and to run for a statewide office, my goodness.
Yeah, and that's a lot of nighttime travel. That's a little scary. That would scare me more than anything. I remember I knocked on probably, I don't know, 2,000-3,000 doors, something like that, and that was hard work. But I was retired at the time, so I was able to do that. But driving, if you're running for a statewide office, you're going to have to drive to Cincinnati. You're going to have to drive to Cleveland. You're going to have to drive to Toledo, everywhere. You're going to have to drive to Athens. You're going to hit all 4 points of the state.
Well, how do you get your name out? If you are a local politician, how do you get your name out so everybody in every county knows who you are?
Well, one of the things I did not have, which I should have had, Mayor Schertzer already has, and that's a publicist, somebody that's going to do that job for him. And what you do is you line up interviews like you did with the mayor this morning. And he'll be interviewed between now and when the cows come home, and also when the election starts. That's one of the things you do. You also have to, the thing I hated, you have to raise a lot of money, and you have to raise enough. And now the Democratic Party, since this is a state office, they'll help him out a lot more than they help me out. But you've got to raise, I bet he has to raise at least $2 million to run that campaign. That's going to be tough. And you got to make calls all the time. That's a terrible part of the business. I think we ought to find a way to take money out of our politics, but we haven't.
When we look at the state office holders right now, you've got Governor DeWine, you've got Auditor Faber, you've got Lieutenant Governor Husted, you've got Secretary of State LaRose, you've got Attorney General Yost, and Treasurer is Robert Sprague. Now, these are all Republicans. Is this going to hurt Mayor Schertzer?
Of course it will. Yeah, because he won't get any support from any other statewide. I think the only statewide...
Sherrod Brown?
Yeah, Sherrod Brown And we do have, what, three Democratic judges on the Supreme Court. However, that's called a nonpartisan position, so you're not allowed to tell anybody you're Republican or Democrat. They do, but you're not supposed to. So he was not going to get a lot of support from other candidates. Now, he is... he will get a lot of support from the Democratic Party down in Columbus.
Go ahead, caller.
So I heard the critique, Scott. Is this better, nice and slow?
Nice and slow, and don't talk at the same time.
Yeah, well, sometimes I can't hear the other person on the line, and it depends, but I'm not saying I've never cut anybody off. I've certainly, I plead guilty. You know, you can get a choice. Like, I can talk in slow motion, or I can talk like Dr. Ruth. You've played her promo so much at the top of the hour, I'm in good practice. People have said that I sound more like Dr. Ruth than she does. Terry sounds more like Howard Cosell than Howard Cosell did.
So, well, go ahead and do your Dr. Ruth impression since you've mentioned it now.
Hello, Scott. Thank you so much for playing the promotion of This My Voice, and I will never tell you what Donald J. Trump is like in person. That'll be my little secret.
See, Adam, I've interviewed Dr. Ruth, I think, two or three times now. Now, to me, you sound more maybe like a German nanny, is what that reminds me of.
Well, she kind of looks like a German nanny.
Yeah, she does.
Well,
she's motherly and professory and kind of the same way. I love Dr. Ruth. I mean, she's on my short list of people that I idolize. And
well, she is short.
She's wonderful. That's okay. I mean, it was off the top of my vocal cord. Anyway, Glenn, you probably heard last hour I brought up a potential male replacement. Did you hear whom I mentioned?
No, I did not. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's somebody very close to yourself. It is you. It is
my wife.
No, it's you.
Oh,
because you ran for office. You know, you are a Democrat, I believe.
Yeah.
And you live in the city. I've been to your house.
Yeah.
And so. You're a good, and you're in media, so you're well spoken. I guess now, Scott, you would know equal time laws. If jokes aside, if Glenn were to be in the running or be the mayor, he couldn't be on the station anymore. Right?
That's right.
Right.
Three months prior. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. And they keep changing those, but I agree. You shouldn't have a radio show when you're running for office, and we give equal time. Just like you said, you've asked people to come on. I mean, Jim Jordan, I bring him up again to counter what others have said or what they've said, and if they don't come on, that's on their end. But what do you think, Led? I mean, you are well-spoken, you know. You're a lot like Sherrod Brown, and, well, you're much better spoke, much more articulate than he is.
Well,
I don't agree with all your... I agree with some of what you say, not all of it, of course, but you're likable, and, you know, you work well with people.
Well,
right? And you run for office, you run the credit union, so you obviously have fiscal experience, because that's important to the mayor. I think you'd be a great choice.
Well, you're very kind to mention me. I'm not sure that I'm more well-educated than Brown, I've thought about it. I would love to do it. And if somebody would, if the mayor would come to me and say, Glenn, I'd like you to take over for that year, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Well, it'd be the Democratic Committee. Now,
yeah.
Who is the Democratic Committee right now?
I can't remember what Brenda's last name is.
Well, see, you got to know them, Glenn, if you want to be mayor.
Well, see, that's my biggest problem. I struggle with names, all sorts of names. I would, in a room, they would know me and I would know them.
How many are on the Central Committee?
I think five.
Five, okay.
I'm not sure.
I mentioned an obvious choice, Ayers Ratliff. You know, I'm a fan of his and very moderate Democrat.
Yep.
Or Kai also. You know, Ayers is a little older, so...
But I don't think you'd want him to run because he's already in office. And
right, that's the problem.
You'd hate to screw that up.
Jokes aside, I think you would be a good choice. I mean, I think people know who you are. I mean, they know you from the credit union. They know you from the radio.
Well, I'm glad you took jokes aside.
I mean, you know, and don't you like the sound of Mayor, you know, Mayor Glenn doesn't sound that good, I agree. But
no.
Mayor Mary Ellen, that's a great tongue twister.
Well, Mayor Coble doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah. King Cole. How about that? That's even better. King Cole. But yeah, Mary Ellen. I mean, ignore what her driver's license says. She's a very spry person.
Jeez.
And ageless, basically. Yeah, and a good choice. I mean, you talk about being qualified. Yeah. Knows everybody.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting that age has become an issue here, that we're even talking about it? I find that funny. Really, I really do.
Yeah. Well, because with, you know, Glenn, you and Mayor Mike are the same age, I believe, and like yourself, Mayor Mike does not seem that old. The issues are with his age. His age is never, see, I'm talking slower, Scott, isn't that good?
Who's Mayor Mike? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Governor Mike. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, okay.
People. I use first names.
Yeah, I think he's slightly older.
Yeah, I mean, a year or two, but like yourself, I mean, he seems younger. And I, you know, get aggravated, but the president, a couple years older, he seems, you know, at best he seems his age. At worst, I think he seems older. But, again, you never hear age as a complaint with DeWine. And because I think he's been around so long, it's like he's the same guy that was 30 years old, right, and first had office.
Yeah, he was in the Egyptian tombs, I believe. He's that old.
Yeah, that's what's interesting about him. And yeah, I don't think he's. I mean, I think he. I'd like to see a younger man in office, but he certainly is spry and really hasn't lost anything in his 70s. Blystone is about the same age as a Marion mayor. And Renacci is about 63, so they're good ages. You know, you saw the poll, Glenn. Renacci and DeWine are neck and neck.
Yeah, I have seen that. Well, I think that would be. I think it's a shame that they primaried. Not that I would ever vote for Governor DeWine, but I hate this idea of primarying your own party. Well, primarying anybody. It should be up to the candidates themselves. Do you want to run for an office? And when I ran for state representative, I was actually contacted and asked, would I run for it? And then all of a sudden they dropped the ball on me. But I hate the idea that a political party will set who's going to run for certain offices. But they do.
You know, I don't believe in political parties. I don't like that whole idea. Scott, Jack Kellogg's a Republican. I can't tell. I mean, is that correct?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Right, because he, you know, you talk about somebody who's spry.
Yeah,
I think it would be a landslide if he were to run. But I think he's retired. As I said, Glenn, in a smaller city, I don't see the party of the mayor making much of a difference. Now, a biased opinion because I don't believe in political parties anyway. And yeah, in Chicago and even Cleveland and Columbus, sure, but you know, in Marion.
Oh, I tend to disagree with you. I've covered election nights for the last, five election nights, and when you look down from the top of the ticket through the bottom of the ticket, the R and the D matter, and nobody can say that they don't.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's biased on my end because I don't look at political parties. But yeah, depends who you are. But you would agree, you know, Glenn, the party of the mayor of Chicago or New York is more of a factor than the party of the mayor in Marion or Zanesville or Chillicothe or cities of those sides.
It's a different level, I'll say that. I'm not sure if it makes that huge a difference. I lived and worked in Chicago for 5 years, well, even longer than that, but the mayor there is a very important figure. You're right there.
And the current mayor, very, very controversial.
Yeah.
Groundbreaking due to her demographic, but controversial, and you probably can imagine what I think about her. You'd be a good choice, Glenn.
Thank you.
You know, I don't, just like with Sherrod Brown, I'm not going to agree with him on all issues.
Yeah.
But he is a good man. You can trust him, and that's what's helped him, because he certainly would be to the left of what you might expect an Ohio politician to be.
The one position I had thought about running for, truthfully, and I'm just saying this, if my wife's listening, turn the radio off. I truthfully think I've always wanted to run against Jim Jordan ever since I was in my 60s, and I would love to run against him.
That would be a very entertaining. That would be.
Well, I would start screaming.
That would be a good one. You know, you talk about Marion being on the national news for the snow.
Yeah.
Marion would be on the national news every day.
Every night.
That would be. I would love that. My adrenaline's already running from that one. Okay. So am I doing better, Scott? Not talking over you and talking slower?
Yeah, it's working okay, Adam. Well, hey, I do want to let people know that the Mayor Schutzer interview from this morning is on the website, as well as the Governor Strickland interview, WWGH1071.com. If you've missed those, go listen to those. They're under my tab on the homepage. Thanks, Adam, for getting those up there so quick.
No problem. I always aim to please, don't I? Well, thanks, Glenn. And, you know, give it some thought. I wouldn't put it past them because it might be someone who's a bit of a surprise.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for your endorsement.
Yeah. We'll find out. But I think we got a few months of exciting politics ahead in Mid-Ohio.
Sure.
All right.
See you guys later.
Thanks, Adam. Bye-bye. All right, and phone lines remain open, 740-383-9944. Again, you can talk about anything you like. If the phone's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. He did better that time.
Yeah, do you think I was not cagey enough on my response to him? You know, all these politicians, somebody comes up out of the clear blue and says, are you going to run for such and such an office? And then the politician also all of a sudden turns on cagey, and they act like, oh, well, I hadn't thought about it. Of course I've thought about it. I'd love to do that, but I'm not going to try and tell anybody I'm not, but I think the chance of me getting the call from Mayor Schutzer or from the Democratic Party about Slim and none and Slim's leaving town.
You know, I don't really know if Mayor Schutzer would have much of a say in it, to be honest.
I think he will. His recommendations will weigh.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would have to see who was on the Democratic. I have no idea who's on the Democratic committee.
I feel bad that I can't give you the names.
No, I mean, it's fine, but I would be interested to know, aside from the people we've mentioned, who are the likely candidates? I'm trying to think of some of the people who ran in the last election who were not elected to city council who might have a shot at it.
Hmm.
Well, I know Kathy Swanger was very popular in the 6th Ward. She's no longer a council person.
Yeah, you're right there. I'm trying to look up the Democrat.
Now, who else do we have? We have Tara Dyer. She was up for 5th Ward, I believe.
She'd be fantastic.
Now, for at-large, who did not... Well, Josh Daniels left office.
Yeah, but he's now an independent. I don't think they would go.
Right, I doubt they would pick him because of an independent... maybe. I don't know. I don't really know what the Democratic Central Committee would do, to be honest. But it would be all up to them. I believe they would be the ones who would have to vote it.
Yeah, yeah, they would. Is Kai me? You know, Kai's already in office.
So Kai's the first board council person.
Yeah, he couldn't.
But it would leave Marion kind of up in the air because who would the Democrats run for office? Who would the Republicans run for office when there's no incumbent in that, I guess it would be, 2024 mayoral election?
Yeah.
That would be very interesting.
It would be interesting. I'm trying to look up quickly, but I'm not finding it very quickly who the...
All right. Any thoughts on anything? We've had several thoughts this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. It's an interesting topic, to be honest, because here we are faced with something. I just wonder, does it matter? What statewide... Democratic figures are there, aside from Mary Ellen Withrow and former Governor Strickland, left that can help support the Democratic candidates? Rich Cordray, maybe?
Yeah. Now, when Rich was running for the governor, we talked several times, but two times we talked about, if I win, I'll help you. If you win, will you help me? And he agreed that he would help me out. I don't know if he'd come in and help me out, but I think he'd help the party out here. Yeah. He's not in Ohio. He's out in Washington right now, so I don't know if he'd want to break away.
I would think Sherrod Brown would be called upon quite a bit.
Of course he would, yeah.
But any others? Off the top of your head?
There's not much up there.
Is the biggest obstacle going to be name recognition and being a Democrat?
No, actually, I say yes, and that would be important. But the biggest obstacle is how much money you have to raise.
Well, there is the money issue.
Yeah.
But if you have a lot of money, I mean, isn't the point of raising money to get name recognition?
I guess. It's also to run down your opponent.
Well, right, yeah. Which is... And our current treasurer, Robert Sprague, do people know who that is?
I don't. Until this 2 weeks ago when, or a week ago when we kind of got word that the mayor was thinking about doing this, that's the first time I knew who our treasurer was.
Well, it's going to be interesting. Why, does it hurt that there's an incumbent for that office?
Yeah, I think it does, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm really concerned for Scott, in that there is an incumbent. He doesn't have statewide name recognition, and it's going to cost a lot of money. And I think he's got a rough row to hoe.
He might. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind. 740-383-9944. We would enjoy hearing from you on this subject or any other that is of interest to you. That's why we're here. 740-383-9944. You know, we were talking about the BMV yesterday. Were you here when the BMV was down by the courthouse?
No.
Oh, what a mess that was.
Yeah, I heard it was a mess.
Well, it was hard to find a parking spot because it was down by the courthouse. And also, you would have to wait forever. The line there was atrociously long. And for some reason, when they moved down to the county building, they were able to fix that problem. And I don't know what changed.
Can't answer because I really don't.
Well, we were having a conversation about this. 740-383-9944. Does anybody really know what changed? Because somebody had to, maybe it was complaints to the state. Then we were talking about I was trying to think of the title. What do they call the people who pass or fail you on your driver exam?
Well, if you fail, I can't say those words on
well,
the air.
Yeah.
Examiner, isn't it?
Is an examiner?
I think it is.
Well, in Marion for many, many years, and we talked about this yesterday, there was a lady, exam station used to be out at the Southland Mall.
Okay.
And there were two ladies who worked in that office.
Was it by where the radio station was?
No, it was on the back.
Oh,
back
okay.
side of the mall.
All right.
In any event, there were two ladies. And one was an older lady, and one was another lady. And this lady...
Who was not older.
She wasn't older than the older lady. But she had such a reputation in Marion...
Being a tough...
For failing people.
Yes, I remember.
That everybody knew who she was, and they referred to her in not-so-nice terms.
Right.
And I was saying yesterday, I could not remember what her real name was because everybody referred to her as this derogatory term. And I was trying to think, number one, is she still alive? And number two, I wonder if she ever knew that she was that disliked, that people were going to Delaware and Bucyrus to take their test because she was disliked. And yesterday somebody called in and said the reason she was so tough was because she passed, I guess, a 16-year-old and they were killed.
Oh, my.
In an auto accident.
That would...
So that made her tough.
That would... Do it to you. Yeah.
But somebody also said yesterday that she was more favorable to guys than girls.
Okay, that's interesting. I think guys are terrible drivers, but...
So I don't know.
All teenagers
are
terrible.
But somebody yesterday did say her name was Mary. As a matter of fact, Sean and I were talking about this last night, and he said he thought her name was Mary. Does anybody have any information on the woman we're talking about? And I don't want to say what they called her. It's not a bad words you can't say on the air. It's just not very becoming. And if the poor lady's out there listening, I don't want to continue on with that whole thing. But that's how they referred to her. 740-383-9944. It's like Catwoman. I don't want to say Catwoman anymore because she doesn't want to be called Catwoman anymore.
Yes, I understand that. Yeah, and someday she'll want to be called Catwoman again, I think. She's kind of iffy on that, isn't she?
I don't know whatever happened to her, to be honest. I know she wanted to get rid of a male cat. I know she wanted somebody to tune her radio. I know she wanted a ride to the vet. And we supplied pretty much all that, and I think she turned everybody down.
Isn't life grand how it changes and flips and flops? I love
just
it.
Just in a few minutes.
Yeah. I remember taking going out to pick up, I think it was a fan from one of our listeners.
Oh, yes.
And... I loved going out there. And
you went out there.
Yeah, I went out there. And I was
until you went out there. You liked going until you went.
Well, she told me it was a couple miles. It was more like 10. but she was very nice. We got the fan for the people. Got the fan delivered.
To the people.
Yeah, to the people. And it worked out fine.
So does anybody know about the lady who I'm talking about who worked at the BMV where she is today? Does anybody know anything about Catwoman? Has anybody checked back in with our friend Sue? I believe her name's Sue Millizer. But people know her as Catwoman. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know about those two subjects? Any subjects you want to know about, Glenn? Those are the two on my mind today.
I wanted to know the interview you did with the former governor this morning. Did he call you, or did you call him, or what happened there?
He called in, but we had set it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he knew that the announcement was going to be made?
Yes.
All right. Well, what did he think of
positive.
Mayor Schertzer?
He was positive.
Well, you think he would be. I've interviewed him two or three times when I was working for the Messenger down in Athens, because he was very, very important to that part of the country. That's where he's from. And he's a minister, which was kind of interesting because my dad was a minister, so we had a lot of things to talk about.
You know, I think there's a lot of scrutiny put on statewide candidates.
I think there is, too.
And I think that's also very, very tough.
Yeah.
If you have anything going on that is not in the not on the good side of things, they will try to even if it's not true, they'll try to put it on you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and I'm sure that there's a lot of untruths that are told about people that are running against other people. It seems to be the MO now, modus operandi, is to run down your opponent.
Why?
I have no idea, and I did not do that in my campaign against the lady I ran against, and I didn't think she would be very good, and I still don't think she's very good, but there was no reason for me to run her down, and I did not. So,
well, I'm sad nobody knows anything more about Catwoman or the BMV woman. I was hoping we would find Mary, who was the driving instructor. I hope her name was Mary.
Well, maybe she has passed on to the testing in the sky.
Well, she might. I don't know. I really don't know how old she was.
Oh, okay.
I know she would have been there in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. That would have been her era. So I think it's quite possible that she could still be alive.
I got to tell you, this is completely off the... Well, and it's not completely off the subject, but you're a lucky man because you don't have teenage children. I just watched my eldest granddaughter get her driver's license, which scared the heck out of me, and she has to drive around Columbus, and now I've just watched my eldest grandson get his driver's license. I'll tell you what, I just got goosebumps on my arms because I'm scared to death for those kids. And my grandson has already been hit by somebody. It was not his fault. Somebody ran into him.
Do you think people in general are good drivers?
I think people in general are bad drivers. I think they don't pay attention.
But I think it's gotten worse because of texting.
Oh, absolutely.
Talking on the cell phone, texting. I was in the line at McDonald's the other day, and you can just watch people not move up in line because they're sitting there texting.
Well, how about that? It was on TV yesterday where the crossing guard, who was a police officer, female police officer, is helping a young man cross the street, and a car came right along, and she saved this kid's life by shoving him out of the way, but she got knocked to the ground by this car, and that lady that was driving the car had to be texting because she didn't even see what was going on. She ran right into him.
You know, I got to tell you a kind act. The other night I had it wasn't my birthday, but I had a birthday party. It wasn't a party, get together.
You had a birthday?
No.
Oh.
It was a birthday get together for like four people at my house, and it just so happens it was the day that Phyllis Shirk, one of our listeners, baked the lemon dessert. Remember this?
Yeah.
So I shared it with the people, and I'm telling you, this thing went over crazy. People love
it's good.
That lemon dessert. It is so good.
I'm not a big lemon fan, but you gave me a little bite of yours, and it was fantastic.
There's something about that dessert that is just great. And this morning...
cocaine.
Well, no. Listen, Angie this morning, because I want to give a plug to a local business.
Okay.
Angie this morning dropped me off a lemon donut from Andrews, and I don't make it over to Andrews very often.
Stuff, yeah.
But boy, that was a good donut.
Yeah. He's a great baker. He's been
noted
on national television.
And she also, because blueberry and lemon are my two favorite things for desserts, and she also brought me this little blueberry thing, but I don't know what it was.
I never eat anything that I don't know.
But
what it
was blueberry.
It might be from my doggy.
Well, it was from Andrews. You know it's going to be good.
Right.
And then I think there was also a cannoli in there, and cannolis are good.
Yeah.
But this blueberry thing, I don't know what it was, but it was good.
Okay, was it real small?
Yeah, it was tiny.
Like a blueberry muffin, a little tiny?
No, it wasn't a muffin.
No? Okay.
No, because it was like blueberry sauce in a pastry type container, but it was very small. It was just a little bigger maybe than a Reese cup.
Oh. Okay.
That size. A little bigger than that. But I don't know what it was.
You ate it.
I did eat it. If you want to get in, give us a call, 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you. Any thoughts on what this might be? Or do we know what happened to the BMV woman? Do we know what happened to the Catwoman? 740-383-9944. Also, don't forget, A Progressive Life comes on today with Glenn and Dr. Feynman, 1210 to 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 410 to 5 p.m. Live at 5, The Show with No Name, 5:10 to 6 p.m., and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 to 7 p.m., all here today on this station. We'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
A musical performance. Is there a number in there, because you are so comedic, you have that great comedic time, is there a number that kind of strays to the comedy side of things that you like to do?
They want me to do the Where Oh Where Are You Tonight thing, so I'll do that.